The Kicks Country Weather has been brought to you by Joseph A. Wade Incorporated in Glasgow. See them for all of your hydraulic cylinder repair needs. Joseph A. Wade Incorporated in Glasgow, 270-651-1090.
This is WTKY AM and FM, WKWY Tompkinsville, and WVFB Salina.
Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone in to, you need a chair, Keaton, there's one right over here. We got the head coach and five basketball players. We got one standing over in the corner, just coming over, sitting down and join us. We got him to join us here now. But we'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial, which happens to be WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, as we do each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock, with a rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And if you hear something you think and you know you can't get to your neighbors and tell them how good we are, then you can tell them they can listen to it again this evening. And, of course, you guys can go home and listen to it this afternoon. Listen to yourselves on radio if you'd like. And also these things are streamed on the Del Holler Horizon website. So we've got, a bunch of opportunities to listen to our radio show here each week. And we come to you each Thursday morning, as we said here, through the auspices of the three-star program, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, and all the great folks that help sponsor this and make it possible. And we've got a great show lined up today. We're doing a little bit of celebrating here in Salina. We've finished up the basketball season with a couple of things to celebrate, talk about a little bit. Our girls and our young men all had the opportunity to make it through at least the first round of the state tournament to get to the final four. And we had one group, I believe it was the boys, that made it on through to the final round and provided a pretty exciting week for us all down there the last 2 weeks. And got those guys sitting here this morning, they're all just smiles and everything. They're out of class for an hour. That ought to make them happy. And we're going to get them on the microphone here and let them talk a little bit during the show here. And just going to be a great morning. And we'd like to remind everyone that we've got a little get-together Saturday at 3 o'clock for our basketball Bulldogs down at the high school. Nothing fancy, just a little get-together and kind of meet and let the community show their appreciation for these young ladies and young men who have young men finally made it after a year or two of attempting by a whole bunch of us for a whole lot of years, and just an extreme amount of pride, pleasure, and joy for this group of young men that made this possible for us this year. And with that, I'm going to come back, and Coach Edwards is here, and he's got some notes over here, and I know he's got some things he wants to talk about. Then we've got five starters here. We're going to give each one of them an opportunity to tell us about their favorite moment down there or just anything they want to kind of talk about for a few minutes. And with that, we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. As I said earlier, we've got Coach Edwards and the basketball team in here. Now, I think we've got Coach Walker lined up maybe in a couple of weeks. I told him that Rob won one more ball game down there than he did, so he got priority and got to come on this week. But I think next week is spring break, guys. Is that right? You got to get a week off? So you get to go hide somewhere or another and relax and enjoy yourself. But with that, Coach Edwards, I think you want to talk a little bit about some of the, to begin with, congratulations to you and these guys, the entire team. And I know you said some of the things, talking a little bit about the state tournament and some of the stats. So if you would, if you want to just go ahead and crank up.
All right. Well, thank you, Thomas, first of all, for having us, and thank you for the congratulations. We're all still pretty excited. I think it hasn't sunk in with me yet. Just for the first time last night, I got to sit down and watch the game on TV, a replay of it. And I'll be honest with you, it's a lot more fun to watch those things than it is to be there on the sideline, especially that first 4 minutes. It's a lot more fun to watch. But you know, we're still floating pretty high in the clouds, or at least I am, and you know, what these guys were able to accomplish and the season in general as a whole. So I don't know really what else to say if you don't lead me into something.
if you'd like to, before we do the stats, let's just do a little season rundown. I know you started off over in East Tennessee, and you started off kind of shorthanded to begin with, just I think maybe just a day or so after some of these guys had quit football, the football season ended, and they hadn't made it in yet, and I guess really hadn't practiced much, but I think that maybe that kind of gives you an inkling maybe of things to come.
It did. We lost the first game of the season to Knox Webb, and you know, but it was a close game against a good team. They're a quality team in Division II, private school league.
I think they were ranked statewide throughout most of the year, weren't they? One of the better teams in the state of Tennessee.
They were. You know, and then early in the year, as things went along, and we got our football guys back and started to get into the flow of things, and you know, you could see small improvements as we went along. And you know, to be honest, losing Mason and Jake off of last year's team and not being able to fill those spots during the summer because we weren't able to go to camp because of the pandemic, there were a lot of questions, at least in my mind, as to how we would fill those spots as the season went on. And guys started stepping up, and around Christmas time in particular, and you know, you could see that we were going to be able to fill those roles. And you know, as the season went along, I thought we progressively got better and better.
What was there a particular point in the season where you felt like, hey, you know, this may be a special year? Any point in any one particular game that stands out in your mind, maybe?
I just thought when the district tournament started, I thought was when we really started playing maybe potential, just on both ends of the floor. And as the tournament progressed, I could still see, guys playing better and, for guys coming off, like Jimmy Burchett, for example, about district tournament time, Kent started coming off the bench and giving a lot of great minutes. And that's really when I began to think, hey, we may have a shot to get back and an opportunity to play in Murfreesboro again.
Well, and talking about something, and that is the transitioning, like with Jimmy Burchett and some of the younger kids, the younger students that come up, and they leave as eighth graders down at Salina K-8, and down there among their peers, they were shining, shining stars down there, and but then they make that level, and a lot of folks forget that when you go from eighth grade, you're competing against everyone that's either a year younger you or the same age you are, but then when you step up to the high school level, you're competing against opponents that are anywhere from 1 to 4 years older than you are, which does make a little bit of difference in maturity and the ability of the people they're playing against. And it takes a while for them to realize that it may be some games. It may be a year, maybe 2 years. It may be even longer than that before you return to the status that you just left.
That's absolutely true. It does take a while to adapt to the. To the physicality and the speed and sometimes the concepts of how to guard people and offensive concepts, that terminology, everything, it just takes a while to pick it up.
And as soon as you pick that up and you start building on your game, you turn into the guys that are sitting here today. Hopefully.
Hopefully you do, yes, hopefully you do.
And as the season, progressed, sometimes it seemed like this was kind of a Jekyll and Hyde team, wasn't it?
We were at times. We had some close games that maybe shouldn't have been close, but in the end, we always found a way to win, and that's really what makes a team a great team. And these guys always found a way to win at the end. And, yeah, we were down halftime several times this year. I couldn't tell you how many times, and maybe even going into the fourth quarter down. But, found a way to win, get the loose ball or go get the rebound that we had to have and make a free throw here and make a basket there. And, it all added up in the end.
And going back, I can remember from the year before, and I think to me a game from the year before may have been the turning point for kind of – the attitude and the thinking of this team here, and that was a game with Jackson County last season here at Salina High School, where they were down everybody sitting around me kind of thought, hey, this is over with. We have lost to Jackson County, and they managed to pull it out in a near miraculous win. And I'm sure you remember that game, Coach.
Well, I don't remember the exact. I mean, I remember the game, but I don't remember the exact situation, what all happened. But, yeah, again, those are the type of situations that, as a coach, I'd like to win every game by 20, and just be able to sit there and relax. But really, those games that are close or that you're behind in the fourth quarter, those are the games where you learn as a player what it takes to finish off and to get the win in the end.
Okay, now, let's take a little short break and work in a few words from our sponsors. And I'm not through with you yet. You've got a whole lot yet of explaining to do here in a minute. We'll be back just in a minute here.
Let's face it. We are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. Coach, I know looking back through the season that there were, like you said, some games where we had some close games, some games where you had some blowouts, and it seemed like that maybe at times the opposition kind of forced our teams into doing some things that they didn't like to do. I know we can't go a whole lot further without mentioning Grant Strong, and of course he realizes, the other players all realized, you realized that the main object of everyone you were playing was to try and stop Grant Strong, and that way beat Clay County. But I think there's four other guys here that would kind of disagree with that. Stopping Grant Strong didn't beat Clay County. You kind of talk about that a little bit. What you thought? You know, you begin to expect each basketball game as the season went along, and reputation started building. And reputation is great, but sometimes it's a two-edged sword, isn't it?
It is. You know, I always tell these guys that just based on the success we've had over the past several years, we're going to get everybody's best game every night. Doesn't matter if it's a district team or non-district. We get everybody's best game and everybody's best game plan. And like you said, Thomas, as the season progressed, you know, the focus became Grant try to slow him down or stop him defensively. And night in and night out, we would always have somebody step up and score 15 or 18 or, you know, hit big shots at big moments outside of Grant. And you know, I think maybe the fewest that Grant had all year was 24 maybe in the game. And, you know, I mean, I guess that's a pretty good job of holding him under his average. But still, 24 is you know, if he gets 24 every night, I feel pretty good about our chances of winning.
Yeah, well, you know, looking down through and looking at that last game, sitting there as, you know, as someone who's actually sat there on that bench, you look around and you notice that something that you've been looking for all year, and that was that the entire team was into each other. That, you know, there have been nights where even before that, Grant and Gunner had been in sync, and it seemed like, you know, Gunner knew exactly where Grant was going to be, and Grant knew where he was going to be, and they were in sync. But down there the other night, whoever was on the floor, it seemed like all five positions were in sync with each other. It finally happened, and you really don't know why, but all at once it seemed like everyone knew what everyone else was, where they were going to be, what they were going to be doing on the floor. And it seemed like we had had five players out there that wasn't thinking about what to do. They were doing. And, you know, I don't know any way other than that to put it at that. So some of the plays that they made, you know, they didn't have time to, hey, look, hey, I need to go do this. They went and done it.
Right. Going into that game, right before introductions, we were sitting there, and I told them, I said, this game's not going to be about X's and O's. It's going to be about whichever team wants to win the most. And then I said the same thing going into the fourth quarter. We were up four. So, again, it's, you know, it's who wants to win it the most, us or them. And, you know, these guys, they went out and they played basketball.
Well, you know, it wasn't an accident when they came down the floor. And like I remember one time in particular, maybe the first 3 points that Gunner hit, that the defensive man jumped at Grant. And you seemed like Grant, he didn't have to look to know where he and up here, he knew where Gunner's going to be. And he threw the ball to that spot. Gunner caught it. He didn't think. He just scored 3 points, went on back down the floor, and went about business on the other end. And the same thing there, it seemed like when the backdoor cut was made the games that the player that had the ball, hey, he's going to be there. I'm going to throw the ball. And it wasn't, you know, nobody hesitated. Everybody just went out there. And like you said, it seemed like every individual on the floor had made up their mind that, hey, we're going to win this game, and went out and executed, which is a sign of, a lot of people don't realize that all those things are a sign of so many, many hours of repetition in practice. You know, to me, the game of basketball has always been a what if. And I think some national coach came up with this idea a few years ago. What if this happens? What do I do? And that's from repetition and from getting the game between your ears. I mean, that's where the game of basketball is played from the shoulders up, guys.
I agree. That's a huge part of it, and I think if you followed us all season, you would see not in and not out. You would see moments of that where we would play that way, and then it just, like you said, it just all came together at the perfect moment, at the perfect time last Saturday, and everybody on the floor was playing that way.
And you know, and like. It's kind of ironic at the state tournament, the team that we played for the championship was probably the team that we'd have played maybe last year during the COVID period that would have determined the state championship last year maybe.
It was the first round game for us last year was the same team that we played in the championship this year, yes.
And I think they had most of the guys back from last year's team, didn't they?
The majority of them, you know, they lost probably their best player, but we lost a couple guys that are pretty significant in our game.
Yeah, you know, and I know a lot of folks were you know, actually thought, you know, that Jake, he may have been the missing key this year, but Keaton, thank you, he wasn't the missing key. You did a pretty good job of taking care of that for us this year. And, okay, now, I don't know where we talk more about this season, but, you know, the COVID thing itself, the fans here in Clay County, it's amazing the struggles that they went through the entire year to get to watch some of the basketball games we had this year. And, you know, their stamina, even just to get to go to a ball game. Rob, I know that has to, you know, make these guys feel good, and I know it does you, that the interest that was there.
Yeah, indeed. And you asked me earlier what a turning point in our season was. I think that's a big turning point when those restrictions were lifted and fans were able to come back. You could see a difference in the way these guys played and the way they responded to the crowd and the interaction and the excitement that it brings to have fans in the stands. And, I've said it for years, we have as good or better fans in Clay County as anybody. They travel everywhere we go, and they're a true definition of what a fan is.
You know, and the thing about this year is, I think these guys don't realize, but I do realize that a number of years ago, not nothing reminiscing, but that the Salina High School and now the Clay County High School, they became a regional favorite here in this area, with beginning with some of the teams back in the 80s. That they became, and we lost that this year. We didn't have the chance, because I know talked to a lot of basketball folks in and around the area from different counties around different schools that you would talk to when they finally got to come watch one of our games, who had really missed the fact that they hadn't got to come and watch these guys play all season, not just our local fans, but we have over the years, have become kind of a regional favorite here, especially among the Class A schools. And we have years ago, and I think maybe we may still hold the record, guys, for the most spectators at a basketball game in the Hooper Evans Center over Tennessee Tech. I think they said we had 3,700 people to watch a game over there between Salina High School and Bolton back in the 80s. And, you know, that is some more. And I think these guys, it gives you guys something to live up to. And the guys coming back, which is all of you except Gunner. Sorry about that, Gunner. But wish you were coming back, too. But, you know, it's kind of a thing that it's taken years to build. And I know we've had great luck in the past number of years with the district championships. But, you know, we'd always had that problem of getting over that one last hump, you know, no matter where it occurred. I know we went through a number of seasons where we would maybe lose in a sub-state game or lose in a regional game to the team that eventually won the state tournament. And this year, you know, we made it through those. You guys made it through those things and made it down and made it through that last game, guys. And we're going to let you come in here in just a minute and talk about what it felt like for you guys and what kind of days you've had, a few days. I know you had to get back to class and back to work. Rob, before we do that, have you got any final things you want to say? Hey, go Bulldogs, or look out, watch out for us next year, or?
Well, like I've been saying, we're going to try to celebrate this one a few days before we get too worried about next year. But I think I was at that game at the Hooper Evelyn, maybe in 86 or 87. I was in high school, and I think our entire team came up and watched the Salina Bolton game. But yeah, I mean, I'm just very fortunate to be able to coach here. It's a great place to coach. Not only is it great community support, but, you know, all the businesses, and, you know, we don't ever have to want for anything. If we need something, we just ask, and we have it. We don't have to want for it, but great players through the years, and this thing is not just for these guys sitting here or for this current team, but I mean it's for everybody, you know.
And you know that's something too. You mentioned there, you know, back through the history, we look back in 1951 had a guy named David Short that led the team, the state of Tennessee, in scoring that year. Years later, I guess about 1961. We had a district championship team. We went through a little stretch there about one every 8 or 10 years. Salina was when we had all classifications together, so they would slip in and win a district tournament. Then we came back, and I guess 1973, long in there, is when the tradition started of, you know, winning it, you know, just every other year or so, or sometimes a number of years in a row. And we had, back then, had a player named Walt Weaver, who played for us, who was the Class S MVP player. Just going on through, we had a number of those players through the years, and we started a tradition, and with you guys and with Coach Edwards over those years, and golly, how many years has that been, Coach? That's been, golly, 40-50 years ago that we've managed to win here in this area a whole bunch of district tournaments, a bunch of regions. And finally, we topped it off, didn't we?
We did. We finally got the one that, you know, that everybody's been waiting on.
And, you know, I'll tell you, as someone who been associated with it forever, I know that I had, and I'd say most everybody had, that, hey, we have finally made it where we started a long time ago, and we're so proud of the guys that made this possible. And with that, I'm going to read the birthdays off. And we'll come back, and we're going to let some of these guys do a little talking. Celebrating birthdays and anniversaries this week, have David and Alicia Key celebrated, wedding anniversary this past week. How about this guy, Daniel Strong, celebrated a birthday this past week. So if you guys want to go back and harass him, his mom called in hoping he'll win one of these birthday cakes. And also Will Dodson celebrating my birthday. I believe his is today, maybe. Looking down through the line here, Candy Carlisle celebrated a birthday, and the Honorable Jimmy White over at the lawyer's office celebrated a birthday. Miss Shauna Hatcher out in the Boss area celebrated a birthday. Then we have a mother-daughter combination this week celebrating a birthday. That's Angie Bartley and Geneva Bartley celebrating a birthday. And also Johnny and Missy Brown celebrating an anniversary on the 21st. And remember, we'll be drawing out a number here in a few minutes and giving away one of those delicious Dairy Queen ice cream cakes where you can go and pick that up. And the number to call is 243-5574. And just leave a message on our handy-dandy answering machine here. Speak slowly and clearly so I can understand who you're wanting to celebrate. And with that, we'll take a little short break, and we're going to come back and put the stars of the show on here in a minute. We'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest-growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why making Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, take steps to help protect other people from getting sick. Stay home except to get medical care. Call the doctor before visiting. Separate yourself from others who live with you. Wear a mask to protect others. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue and clean your hands right away. Avoid sharing items with other people in your home. This includes things like towels and bedding. Be sure dishes are washed in hot water or the dishwasher before anyone else uses them. Stay aware of how you feel. If you start to have difficulty breathing, or if you are worried about your health, call your doctor. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. I don't know. I guess I've got some folks sitting here at the microphone that have changed. We've changed positions. We moved Coach Edwards over in the corner. I'm sitting here where he's at, so I guess the microphone is hot there where he's at. Is Eli Smith. Eli, now here is your chance to shine.
All right. Well, I don't really know what to say, but...
Now, you've got to have something to say. You've got a microphone in front of you.
Yeah, well...
Your feelings going to the state tournament... On the way down there, your feelings about going down there?
Well, we got past the sub-state, and we was all just tickled to death to get to go. So.
You want to talk about that game a little bit from a player perspective?
Championship game?
No.
Or sub-state. Man, nerve-wracking, to say the least. But we pulled it out of there at the end and just blessed and
tickled. Well, let me ask you, do you think there was a, you know, I know it's hard not to. Do you think maybe you looked at that one loss record and say, hey, these guys ain't really that good?
Right.
Did that thought enter your mind along that line?
Well, at times, yeah. Yes.
But it went away how quick?
Pretty quick. Real quick. But, yeah.
I know that the contributions that you made in that game were very, very important. And, you know, that, once again, guys, how close did we come not to making it?
Really close.
And right down to the very end, didn't we?
Yeah.
What do you remember about the end of that ball game?
Well, I remember there being very few seconds left and them having opportunities to score, but
didn't happen, did it?
Didn't happen. We lucked up and pulled it out and won.
Well, no, how do you feel about being a state champion?
Well, to be honest with you, really, still don't feel real, but we're just...
I think there's a lot of us that still, you know, kind of wandering around thinking, you know, we did win it, didn't we?
Yeah. It's just amazing feeling.
And, well, okay, now, the crowd at the championship game, what did you think of that?
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
And what did you think when you looked across the court on the other side?
It's just...
It is kind of disappointing, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was.
You know, I mean, you know, you guys have to kind of feel for something like that, I know, because you look over there, and our side of the gym is full.
Right.
And you look over there, and there's maybe, a couple of dozen folks sitting over there?
Probably, yeah.
And you're sitting there thinking, golly, how lucky I am.
Yeah.
How lucky I am. I look over, and all of friends, family, everyone, yeah. And look over here, these guys, there's nobody there supporting them.
Right.
And do you think that might have made a little bit of difference?
I think it does, yeah. Having everybody on your side, and it just pushes you to try harder and do better.
And now what are your goals now for next year?
Well, Lord willing, hopefully we can pull it out and do it again.
Maybe win two more games next year than you did this year?
Yeah, it'd be nice going unfaded, but...
And you, this summer, I know... Are you going to have an individual work plan, some of the things you're going to work on?
Yeah.
And try to get better?
Yes, sir.
Now, is this your only sport, basketball, or do you play basketball?
Just basketball.
You can concentrate on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Eli, and we're looking forward to another year with you. Now, if you want to slide that microphone down, we're going to let Keaton talk a minute.
I'll do it.
I didn't let you introduce yourself. Keaton, introduce yourself.
Well... I'm Keaton.
Keaton who? What's your last name?
Keaton Arnold.
Okay. And Keaton, do you play any sports other than basketball?
Yeah, I play football.
You play a little football. But it kind of got you started a little bit late in this one.
Yeah.
And came along pretty good, though, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a rough start, though.
Okay, now let me ask you this. How do you feel about your season this year?
I feel like it was pretty good. I feel like I could have done a little better in most of the games, but it didn't really matter. We won state, so.
Well, I beg to differ with you. It does matter, because that should encourage you to do what for next year?
To do better.
To get better.
Yeah.
And I know, of course, you are dividing time between football and basketball, and, you know, I know finding time to improve your skills as a quarterback and to also improve your basketball skills, it requires a lot of your time. You know, during the summertime, how many hours a day do you spend on athletics? Just maybe not necessarily structured things, but going out in the backyard and throw a football through a tire hung up in a tree or something. Do any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I do that a little bit, but when I do stuff like that, it's usually for about an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Every day. And so now, as far as basketball next year, where do you plan on improving the most?
Probably scoring and showing myself and stuff like that.
How about your mid-range jumper?
Yeah, I need to work on that too.
Doesn't about anybody that plays the game anymore need to work on that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a forgotten skill. I know Gunder's shaking his head over there. Seems like, you know, the game from the lowest level to the top level is, you know, either throw up a three or lower your head and throw something up toward the basket and hope the whistle goes off and the referee goes up with his finger up for two shots. You know, I think that's kind of what a whole lot of the game deteriorated into, isn't it? And instead of, you know, learning some of the basic skills. And just my personal opinion, I think the officiating has removed so much of the skill training, the footwork, and things like that. I know you guys sit and watch and sometimes may even be guilty of it, of taking four or five steps and laying the ball up, knowing you've walked halfway to the basket, but they don't call it. And then the next time you'll line up outside and do a head fake, and the referee automatically blows the whistle and says, you traveled. And you're sitting there knowing, hey, my head's not connected to my feet. Just because my head moves don't mean my feet move. You know, and I think that's discouraged a lot of the skill training for guys your age, because so many of you grow up, and about the only thing you ever hear coming from the crowd is, take it to the hole. And so it sometimes it takes a long time to get out of that habit to turn into a position player on the basketball court with specific skills. And I think you guys have learned that, because I know there's still that take it to the hole attitude on a lot of you. But it's been a pleasure this past year watching Keaton Arnn step out there about 8 to 10 feet without thinking, automatically turn around, jump as high as he can jump, and shoot that two-point shot up there and make it. And Keith, what are you looking forward to next year in basketball? I know the first thing you're looking forward to is being late again next year for the basketball season to start, but once you get past that?
Probably just trying to make it as far as we can.
And how much farther can you go?
I plan on making it all the way back where we're at right now.
All right, so your goal is to be playing on Saturday again next year.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go to our senior down there. Grant, slide the microphone down there to Gunder and let him move in a little closer. And Gunner, I know watching the games, golly, for the last 40 years or more, it's been a pleasure when someone comes along like you that kind of develops into the role player that his team needs to be a winner. And that's something that I've seen in you these past few years, that it seems like that personal glory, things like that, I know they mean a lot to all you guys at any age, but that sometimes that kind of took a backseat to making sure that you were the team player. You were kind of the glue that put things together, and you really showed that in the last game you played this year. You want to talk about that last game a little bit?
I appreciate it, Thomas. And, you know, I try to do my best, try to encourage my players, pick them up, you know, control the offense, control the defense. And that last game, you know, I started figuring out, you know, they were so close to Grant, you know, someone needed to step up. And I finally found my chances to get to the basket. And, you know, when they were closing on Grant, I'd slide into an open place where he could find me. I know Grant can find me every time, so.
He found you three pretty good times, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. He knew where I was at.
And you knew it was coming and you were ready for it.
Oh, I was ready for it.
Okay, now, beginning back, I know that you and Eli were teammates in junior high, and you came over here. And what did that feel like, you know, when you came in here and you guys, what it took to meld you guys together as a team?
You know, at first you seem a little lost. You know, you don't have that chemistry as the season starts. And, you know, once I started playing with Grant, Jeff, Keaton, you know, we figured out how to play with each other and how each other clicked. And with Eli, you know, we've always knew how each other played. And it was nothing new there, but it was a struggle kind of to get everybody start clicking together. But, you know, as the season started going, you know, it worked perfectly fine.
You know, and I can think, you know, with Eli, you know, there was a point this year where I think Eli realized that there's an open spot here on this floor, and if we just stay right there and wait, when these guys come and attack Grant, he's going to throw me that ball, and I'm going to get a wide open little layup right down here. And I think that's something that the little birdie went off in his mind, and he did a real good job of doing that as the season progressed. But, you know, you had to have a more active role than that. But I know Eli, very active on defense and things like that, but he wasn't very active for a long time on offense. But, you know, you would see, and sometimes he didn't stand there and wait for that, because there have been a few occasions when he cut the back door and got that wide open layup. But I know you two guys have been great contributors, and you, of course, your brother. Now, that kind of laid a little bit of groundwork for you, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And the now, going on through the year, when did you maybe realize, hey, you know, we lost one game early. We lost one game about Christmas time. We ain't going to lose no more. Did that thought hit you somewhere along the line there?
Oh, yeah. After we lost a good pasture, you know, that's a team, is an outstanding team, but I feel like there ain't a team out there that we can't beat. You know, well, we always have that confidence. And after that last loss that we had, you know, we all had that fire in us that we ain't, you know, we ain't going to go down without a fight.
And that applies to everybody on the team, the guys coming off the bench. And coming off the bench, you know, we had, I know that Jimmy came on and became an excellent player. One of the kind of players that I always enjoyed thinking about, and that was the number six man. I know the big thing in all basketball anymore is platooning and looking at the clock. And I know the big level coaches, they a lot of times they don't even know what's going on out in the ball game. And some guy come down, hit three straight three-pointers, and just sit the coach and say, hey, coach, it's time we platooned. And they'll take that guy out. And, of course, he'll cool off and not ever hit another one. But I think Jimmy felt he filled that role this year of that number six man. Really, know if Keaton got in foul trouble, we maybe had to shift personnel around a little bit. But Jimmy came in and kind of filled a spot there, went to his spot. And one of the other guys, it may have been Jeff, may have been Grant, that had to change a little bit on defense or post up differently or something. And history-wise, if you guys ever get a chance, go and look up. There's an award in the NBA. Do you guys know there's an award there for the best number six man in the league? Mm-hmm. And if you look at some of those guys, some of the greatest basketball players ever played, never done anything except be the number six man. And now, who is the number 11 man? We had him down there Saturday, didn't we? Setting up the stands. That's number 11 right there. And that makes a big difference. I know it did for you guys. And, you know, you see the smile on Gunner's face, and you know how he feels about the position he's sitting in now. And I know that basketball fans everywhere realize the importance that Gunner was to this team and that he will be missed next year. But, you know, hopefully someone can step up. You don't replace people. Someone else steps up and starts their role in a role that he's vacated. And with that, I'm going to take another short break, come back, and we've got to come back and get Jeff for a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. We've changed just a little bit here. We let Jeff change seats. I decided you're on the fly that Jeff Spivey and Grant Strong are sitting there next to each other. Going all the way back to the time, basically the time they were born, they've been close to each other. And I know they're cousins, and they've played basketball together. They played football together. They played games out in the front yard, the backyard, and all over everywhere. I'm going to let you two guys sit there kind of together. And but between the two of you, tell us what it's felt like, the association between you two guys over the years.
Well, we've known each other for I don't know how many years, and it's just like ever since we was kids, you know, we've kind of been like brothers and just bonded together. So we know how each of us play, and we know what each of us can achieve. And so we just kind of, you know, stick together and play together.
And Jeff, the three or four plays that Jeff Spivey really shined in, how did you feel knowing? You had to know that a couple of those shots that you put back in were difference makers. You know, you're feeling going back down the floor.
Oh, it was just amazing because, after I made that three there at the end of that ball game, I could just hear the crowd, you know, going crazy and everybody standing up cheering. And I was just walking down the floor. I was like, you know, this could be our chance. You know, I think we won this ball game.
The end of the ball game there, we went through a little flurry there. You were involved in it. Gunner was involved in it. Grant was involved in it. Everybody was involved in it. Keaton was really involved in it. Down at one end of Grant's elbow there, I think, for a few minutes after. So everybody was involved. But that little streak there, I mean, you guys were on the floor. Grant, tell us about that little streak. You know, what happened then? Grant introduced yourself, and I didn't let Jeff. Jeff Spivey is a bunch of ball games here. Like I said, his dad played here. He got a lot to live up to. Grant, just go ahead and introduce yourself there.
I'm Grant Strong, number 11. I'm a two-year starter.
One little flurry there that kind of put him away. Any one of you three guys you want to talk about that, what it felt like and if you realized on the floor what was going on then?
Yeah, I mean, I think I definitely realized, you know, what was going on. And it's like you said earlier, everything started clicking. You know, Gunner made a few big shots. Jeff made a three from the corner. You know, we got a few putbacks on some transition shots. Everything just started clicking. And, you know, you could look up there at the scoreboard and you could see that lead grow from, you know, four to 10. And, you know, I never really thought, you know, we've got this game won. I never, you know, laid back and, you know, knew that we had it won until the final buzzer went off, because with a team like that, you know, they can get streaky, they can get hot, and, you know, anything can happen. But, you know, it did ease the pressure a little bit being up 10. But, you know, everything just started clicking. We all started playing well, making shots, and knew what we had to do.
And I know there's one play of the ball game that a lot of folks say, you know, may have been the turning point. And Coach Edwards and I talked about this for just a few seconds the other day. And that was when he said he looked up and saw that the opposing player had a little bit of a lead and he was fixing to lay the ball up and you were about two strides behind him at half court. And Coach Edwards said, I looked up and said, I thought, he just went by here and he's going to block that shot. What was your thinking on that? I mean, did you see that coming, or did you just kind of say, hey, I got to go do this?
You know, I knew I didn't want to foul him. I jumped a little bit from the middle of the lane. He was there on that left block. You know, I didn't know. I felt like I could affect his shot a little bit. I didn't know if I would get a hand on it, but I knew me being up there would affect him a little bit. Maybe he'd, you know, miss it. But, you know, that block was a big play. It felt good for sure. And then, you know, as soon as I got that block, I turned around. Jeff had got the rebound. And Gunner was sprinting the floor with me. Jeff passed it to me. Gunner was sprinting the floor with me. You know, it was one of those moments where Gunner's guy came and doubled me. I kicked it to Gunner, and, you know, he made another huge shot.
You know, that would, to me, that was probably the turning point of that basketball game. And if anyone had any doubt about it, I think the Tennessee and all the folks around with their videos and then the slow-mo and the stop action, there had, I don't think there had been a better picture than when he had a hand on the ball and you had a hand on the ball. And when it was all finished, the ball was out back about the foul line and Jeff had it. I mean, that was a big, big play. But now, Grant, I know that this season has been a tremendous season for you. And just, the feeling that you've gone through down at the state tournament, I know you were, we can't leave anyone out because we had three guys here that made the all-tournament team. That was, of course, Keaton, you, and Gunner. And you know, I know a lot of folks kind of look at that, but I think they have a pattern they go by down there. A lot of folks think, you know, hey, we ought to have got this, we ought to have done this, we ought to have done that. They've always had kind of a pattern where sometimes it changes, but there's usually a maximum in the boys' tournaments of like three players from each team that makes it to the finals, which is a good honor. And then from the ten-member team, they pick an MVP, and Grant, that was you. Your feelings up until about the time that happened.
You know,
was there any doubt, Grant? I mean, not being
there wasn't really any doubt, but you know, it didn't matter to me. We had accomplished what we had wanted to accomplish. You know, making the all tournament team was, you know, it's a blessing. MVP, all that, it's a blessing, but you know, team first every time. And you know, after we after that final buzzer went off and we were up, you know, that's really all that mattered to me that day.
Now the order they do things, I believe. When you get the gold ball, Rob, is that the last thing that happens?
Yes.
Now, guys, there's a significance there, right? I mean, you guys all made it happen, but it didn't happen until you got through with all the awards that you got, and all that, and they gave the gold ball to the coach. I mean, that's the way it should be, as you said, teamwork. Enabled him to go out there and get that gold ball and bring it back to Salina. And then, of course, one more honor, Grant, that you got, and I know that it's something that you're the second player from Clay County that's done that. And you're talk a little bit about that. I know if you'll be honest, that's something that you worked for all year.
Yeah, it was definitely something I worked towards all year. Last year, you know, I improved a lot over the summer. But, you know, it's been a dream of mine to be a Mr. Basketball finalist or even a Mr. Basketball forever since I could remember. And, you know, that drove me a lot this last summer to, you know, really improve on my game, different aspects of my game. But, you know, it's a blessing. It's an honor to be that guy, to be Mr. Basketball. And, you know, Mr. Basketball, state tournament MVP, and a state champion all in one day. It doesn't get much better than that.
So now you can kind of sit back on your laurels and relax this summer, and everything will fall right in place next year, right?
No. No, that's not how it works.
I think that applies to all four of these guys coming back. You've won it now, and to be better, you got to go back and win it again, haven't you?
Yeah.
And not lose any games. But guys, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and it's been a pleasure. Basically, everybody in Clay County to follow you either radio or on the internet and those things. And so many people have kept up with you. And I think there'll be a pretty good group of people down at the gymnasium Saturday about 3:00 to come by and people from Clay County show you how much they appreciate what you've done for the Salina, Clay County High School, for the county itself, and of course for yourselves. And take advantage of this, enjoy it, and work hard to do it again. And right now, I think we're about out of time. If one of you guys will give me a number between 1 and 9, can you count to 9?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a number between 1 and 9.
4.
4. Okay. Looking on down through here, the winner of today's cake is Angie Bartlett. So, now, one day, guys, I did that to one of my guests. I said, give me a number between 1 and 7, and she said 9. So, I got to be careful now. But with that, we'll be ready to sign off here. Angie, you can come down by the chamber, pick up that coupon, and you go out and get your cake. And with that, I guess we about got you ready to shut the doors here, got everything put back nearly where it belongs. Been great having you guys here. Looking forward to having you back about this same time next year, at least four of you. And Gunnar, you can come back that day too if you want to and tell us what you've been doing.
I'll support.
And with that, I guess we can say, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, good day, Clay County.